Live from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. We got a little rain overnight. I think it's going to be perfect for the plantation course. Boy, it's only just a little more than 100 and something days till we get to the Tournament of Champions, Century Tournament of Champions on the Kapalua on Maui. Got a great show for you today. We've got Mark Rolfing coming in, Michael Patrick Shields. He's over at that Pinehurst Resort. It's going to be headquarters, too, for the USGA. Great story there.
Ron Cyrak, of course, covering the ANA Inspiration, the second major on the LPGA Tour so far this year. Dr. John Carlson is calling in, interventional pain specialist. You want to get back on the course, but there's all these things going on. You need to get in touch with Dr. John. And Karen Dunphy, LPGA teaching professional, New Thought Golf. Got some the Vice. Have you seen Vice Pros? I've got a box of Vice Pro golf balls for you to win today. We're going to have some, well, scattered showers. That's this morning. Isolated showers possibly in the afternoon. The trades to 15 miles per hour. The high today, about 92 degrees. So absolutely put on the sunscreen, whatever you're doing. If you're going to the park all by yourself or heading to the beach all by yourself, and please don't hike all by yourself, even though you're allowed to here on Oahu, it really is not a good idea. Some tee times for you, 58 degrees at Volcano. But Volcano is closed. Makalei has an 840, a 910. Poipu has a 920, an 11. And on the blue, a 1230. And Maui Nui has an 830, a 930, and a 1030. And maybe you have heard Pearl Country Club is closing and letting the lease expire going to October. So on the 31st, the current lease Pearl Country Club ends, and all the employees were given their notice. They're being laid off. And then on November 1st, the golf course will open. No, the golf course will be managed and operated by Antares Golf Management, and they hope to reopen just as soon as possible. So let's get this party started, and we'll come back with Karen Murphy right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring in Karen Dunphy, LPGA professional member, founder of New Thought Golf, and she is a performance golf coach. She's at the Legacy Golf Club in Las Vegas. Of course, it's our ninth island. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen Dunphy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you absolutely perfectly. You're also the author of Make 'em Beg to Play With You. That's on Kindle. You can find it on Amazon or where you get yours. Tell us, what's New Thought Golf?
New Thought Golf, which I came across and sort of developed in the 2000s when I was going through the bumps and grinds that nature and the universe in golf gives us. And when things go wrong, we tend to look for solutions. And one of the Ernest Holmes, and what that was basically mental science in a nutshell, so to speak. And what it does is it allows you to sort of partner up with the universe. You know, given that we live in a beneficent universe, the universe has our back, why not take advantage of it?
And so in what way do you think the universe has our back on the golf course?
Which is sort of a spiritual law of the universe. You're going to get love back. So when you love what you're doing and you do it with all your heart, you get results that you couldn't have ever planned on. So New Thought Golf is a way to take advantage of the beneficence of the universe, that when you focus on something, you get one result. When you focus on it with love, you get another result. If you focus on it negatively, you get another result. So when you partner up with the universe, you can either use the laws of the universe in your favor, you can ignore them, or you can disregard them, or not even know that they're there, and the universe is no respecter of ignorance. So when I'm coaching students and I hear limiting beliefs or negative comments, or, you know, for example, when somebody says, I'll try this, or if I could only do it again, of course you can do it again. And forget trying. We know from Yoda in all of the Star Wars movies that there is no try. There is either do or don't do. So instead of trying, we like to implement. We like to take an idea and implement it and run with it and then chart it and have data to know, how are you doing? One of the things I love to do and I did along the way to becoming successful was, if you know your data, let's say that you hit a certain shot really, really well, 6 out of 10 times you can just really hit it well. And then you go up to hit that shot in a key situation where it's exciting and scary. You can ask the universe to give you one of those 6 in the moment. So when you stay in the moment, you can make gentle, loving demands on the universe and just watch your productivity and the fruit of your love grow and grow and grow. So we produce good players, by causing great technical skills. But in addition, we take advantage of using the metaphysical and spiritual laws of the universe as well.
It's awesome. The power of positive thinking and, of course, being in the middle of nature, that can just come right out of you if you're not trying and rather just doing and operating from a sense of love and embracing the moment and not really thinking too much. And that's what I'm hearing from you.
You betcha. And one of my teachers, I was blessed to have Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen as my trainers when I was coming on board in the LPGA. And I know when Lynn would hit a great shot, she would just raise her hands and, you know, bring her hands towards her face and just go, I just love it when that happens. And we know that when you put love on something, it just turns out better.
It's wonderful. In your book that you wrote, and I love the name, Make 'em Beg to Play With You. It's about helping women get into the game and feeling empowered by it.
You betcha. I'm so glad you asked, because I focus really on helping business and professional women get started in golf, whether they need to learn how to play golf or they just want to take it up because they haven't done it in their life so far. I want to be able to get somebody on board as a new golfer, onboard them as a new golfer, and get them all the way to good golfer without them falling off the train or being kicked off the bus by condescension. You know, we are still in a predominantly male playing field. What I want to do is to help the women who are getting started with this game play the game safely, mentally, emotionally, so that they're safe to play and that they feel good in their own skin and that they can go along step by step, and we'll chart out the path for them to go from new golfer to good golfer without being kicked off or run over by the bus.
I like, one of the, to unravel and blow up the stereotypes and myths in golf.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so many, and new golfers get started and they carry in myths that exist, you know, the old myth, you know, eye on the ball, head down, left arm straight, all that. And golf's the toughest game in the world to learn and blah, 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 blah. Every time we can blow up a myth, it is just fabulous, because then we create a whole bunch of new space in their playing field. And we tell them, you know, how to take advantage of situations instead of being pushed around by well-wishers, including the people who want them. Let's say a person wants to play golf, where she has a circle of influence of family and friends and associates and people at work and all this and all that. None of them care about her success. Well, one of the things I bring to this is real, honest-to-goodness caring. I really care about my students. I want to take care of them so that they don't get run over by the drift that golf is so hard. Golf is complicated, and it may be the most difficult game to learn. But if you do it in orderly sequence and and do it properly, anyone can go. I believe anyone can go from new golfer to good golfer. And once you're a good golfer, you can choose where you want to go from there. You don't have to become expert. But the saddest thing in the world is to watch somebody shiver and shake on the first tee, and they've been playing golf for 5 or 10 years, and they're still a new golfer after 5 or 10 years. And it's just very terribly sad. And that's, I'm going to erase that.
That's wonderful. Educate your expectations to guarantee your success. Listen to that. Educate your expectations to guarantee your success. Go into that.
Absolutely. People don't have a clue what's ahead of them when they take up golf, whether the physical demands, the time demands, the nutrition demands, equipment, playing, practice times. So we chart out, I chart out how to make golf fit into your life, whether it's early morning practice routines and watch what happens to your putting skills when if you practice 5 or 10 minutes in the morning. And to know that if you stay on path, you can expect certain improvements to occur at certain intervals. You know, when somebody is a new golfer, they are so bad, they have no clue as to how bad they are. And they're going to run into certain traps and delays, and life happens, and there's going to be... So when we educate expectations, people know there's detours in the road. They know how to look for the signs along the road and take the signs of, you know, like detour here. Don't go this way. And educating expectations sets people up for success, period. I mean, don't begin with not knowing where you're going. Begin, as Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind, and begin with an attitude of knowing that you're going to get there. You're not going to wonder or try. You are just going to go there.
A lot of that is happening right now at the ANA Inspiration, with the temperatures like 105 today. Admission Hills on the Dinah Shore tournament course doesn't seem to be bothering leaders, but it must be oppressive. I guess humidity is around 7%, so it's not so humid. But
yeah.
You love this ANA Inspiration, often considered to be the Masters on the LPGA Tour. It is the Masters of the LPGA Tour. Tell us what is so special about this venue.
Well, look at the history and the heritage where it came from. It came from Dinah Shore, who is just a legend in her own time. And then when Desmond Muirfield put together the championship, the tournament course over there at Mission Hill, what a tract of golf. How sweet. It's not parkland. It's very angular and a lot of features to it. I concur that it is the Masters of the women's golf. It has the history. It's steeped in history. Going all, including Poppy's Pond and all this and all that. It's extremely difficult golf course to play. If you blink, you can make a double there. And so it's I give the advantage to the people like Danielle Kang and even Lexi, you know, where they're climate oriented. And 102, 105 doesn't really much matter. It was 120 here last week. And so Danielle Kang, I say, you know, she's hanging out at what, -5 or something like that. So she, you know, give her a good moving day, and who knows what's going to happen with the field today. But the course is getting hotter and drier and faster. So we're in for a couple of days of fabulous golf and looking for the core of the next Solheim Cup, which would be Danielle and Lexi and Nellie Korda, who's a stone cold killer. As I think that was, I'm borrowing from somebody on the Golf Channel this morning, but I like that because you got ice water in her veins. So even though it's 110 out, she's still got ice water going through her veins.
Yeah, Nellie Korda right now is 11 under. She just started her third round. Yeah, so, okay, for those of us who aren't accustomed to the hot of the desert heat, what do you recommend for a lot of us come to Las Vegas? We, you know, we're traveling to Vegas all the time. Some people make it a regular, you know, three times a year journey. They go to the California Hotel. It's home away from home. They play golf. Of course, we're not doing it as much because of the situation that we're in right now with COVID. But what do you recommend to people when how do they embrace a temperature like that?
Yeah, it's a personal project, that's for sure, depending upon your personal health. and well-being in your starting time. You know, you want to be out there really early, but sometimes that doesn't happen. We played Palm Valley Golf Course up here in Summerlin last week, and we started. This was in the LPGA Virtual Pro-Am, which was an amazing event. And when we teed off, it was over 100 degrees. And so it's just going to get hotter. And so one of the best ways, make sure that you have one of those cooling things around, cooling towels or cooling gaiters around your neck. Hydrate before you tee off. Make sure you have those powdered, like liquid IV powdered supplements to put in your water so that as you sweat out your nutrients, you keep replacing the salts and sugars and electrolytes, and you keep pouring those in and pouring them in and pouring them in, and don't stop. Keep drinking all the way around, and you'll be all right.
All right. Karen Dunphy, LPGA Professionals member, founder of New Thought Golf. Her book is Make 'em Beg to Play With You. So nice meeting you. Performance golf coaching at the Legacy Golf Club in Las Vegas. Go find her. Karen, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
All right. Blessings, and thank you very much to you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to a gentleman I've gotten to know, Dr. John Carlson. He's CEO and founder of Hawaii Pain and Spine right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike?
Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Are you ready for a staycation? Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf offering a spectacular golf package with fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from their spacious lanai. It's a two-night, three-day stay for two, starts at $525, includes one round of golf for two at one of the spectacular Kapalua courses. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House restaurant. Call 800-367-5030. 367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Well, Jonathan Carlson grew up in Hawaii and California. He graduated from Lama Kila Baptist High School in Ewa Beach. His family has been on Oahu and Kauai since the 40s. And he's of Ilocano and Swedish descent. And now, of course, Jonathan Carlson is, you know, maybe you went to school with him. Now he's Dr. John Carlson, CEO and founder of the Hawaii Pain and Spine Interventional Pain Specialist, ABMS double board certified in pain management and anesthesiology, fellowship trained in advanced pain procedures. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me today, Daniel.
Absolutely. You know, you're a surfer. You're a guitar player. You love spending time with your family. You do medical missions. Those are your loves. You love helping people with pain problems. You have a wonderful way about you. And you're so easy to talk to. You get right down to it. I one thing when we've been talking has been, what is ABMS double board certified in anesthesiology and pain management?
I know that's a mouthful, Danielle. It's the American Board of Medical Specialties. So I think it's important to understand that there's many, many doctors out here. There's many experts. Hope I'm not stepping on toes, but I think of the current COVID crisis right now where there may or may not be university of Facebook School of Medicine experts out there. And I'm not putting down people. Doctors aren't better than anybody, but everybody's an expert these days. And so I think it's important, not that everybody that's ABMS board certified is the best, but it's important to see what your doctor's credentials are. So I think it's important to know if your doctor is fellowship trained, the American College of Graduate Medical Education, and that you are board certified. And I think it's really important to say that you're not just board certified, your primary specialty, but you're actually board certified in pain management. And you went to an accredited fellowship, in, at least in my opinion, in the U.S.
You're also treasurer and executive board of directors, American Society of Pain and Neuroscience. How do you have time for your practice?
My wife and my kids are very supportive, and my staff. I think my managers, and I have really good friends that help me stay organized. But you know, in my mind, the thing is I want to be the best that I can possibly be. And so getting involved with society, at a young time in my career, I learned so much. And I said, you know what? I think by learning how to be an educator and doing research and actually being the one that's on the podium at times, that will help me to better treat my patients. So over time, I've been out for about 12 years now. I've been fortunate to be elected into this position nationally, and it's been really fun. I've gotten to know some of the best and brightest doctors, not only in the country, but in the world. And it's been exciting for me because often patients will come to me and they'll say, hey, this is what I got going on. Can you help me? And I can, but sometimes I can't. I think that's, at least in my mind, that's what makes a good doctor is you're able to step back and say, you know what, I can't help you here, but I think I know someone who can. I'll call a friend at the Cleveland Clinic or the Mayo Clinic or somewhere around the world. And so that's what getting involved with this society. It's a society that's exciting for me because it has over 4,000 members and doctors that are involved, pain specialists that specifically are focused on patients with chronic pain issues.
Yeah, and locally, Dr. Jonathan Carlson is on the board of directors of Pacific Spine and Pain Society. Let's get into interventional pain specialists that you are. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's important to know that there isn't just one type of pain management doc. And I like what we say here in the islands. We all have our culianas. We all have our role in society. So I don't want to make my role as an interventional pain specialist or board certified better than another doctor in town. There's plenty of docs that maybe aren't board certified in pain that are very good. But as far as interventional pain specialists, I mean, I look at what I do as a pain management specialist as a multimodal approach, a comprehensive approach, where I'm not just going to use, one specialty, but I use a group of different things and ways to treat chronic pain patients. So I often find that it isn't a one-stop shop or one magic bullet. And you and I have talked about this. You know, sometimes physical therapy or medicines isn't enough. You know, maybe we have to get acupuncture and chiropractic care and osteopathic medicine involved. And if those aren't working, then we start talking to an interventional pain specialist and maybe even surgeon, depending on what your ailment is. I know I think in golf, there can be several things that ail you, and chronic pain issues that can prevent you from getting on the course. So I think of low back pain, and that's 75% to 85% of what goes on with golfers, and elbows and knees and shoulders. And I think of Brooks Koepka, we're just talking about this, that had to withdraw from the U.S. Open because of knee and hip issues. So my role would be to implement these multimodal modalities to try to get the patient feeling better. And if it doesn't, then there may be minimally invasive procedures that I can do as an interventional pain specialist and as an advanced trained interventional pain specialist that might be able to help the patient get back on the course.
That would be wonderful in so many cases. Do you have a lot of people who come to you and say, "Doctor, I have this pain, but and I really want to go play golf again. How can you help me?"
All the time. It happens all the time. I mean, one of the things is I think of patients that are 60 and older. They say, "You know, I can't stand. I used to be able to walk on the course, and now I can't stand for, you know, more than 10 minutes. I barely have enough time on the tee box, and I have to sit down." So pain with prolonged standing, pain with prolonged walking. Maybe they were able to walk the whole course, and now they have to get on the course and take the cart. And, you know, I think of that in a really simple, and I'll probably talk about this on another show sometime, but lumbar spinal stenosis is a very common ailment that affects golfers and patients in that age group, 60 and older, all the time, where there's narrowing in the spine. And there's things that we could do to help treat that, where they could stand longer and walk further and ultimately improve their game. I also think of not just golf, but, you know, that we've been able to help, you know, professional athletes in general. You know, my practice when I before I came back here full-time in Hawaii, we were able to help, UFC fighters, Major League Baseball players, NFL players, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that we were able to help highly athletic people get back into their game, and it doesn't matter if you're professional or you just love playing the game. We can help with that.
That's fantastic. And I know a lot of people, including myself, that, you know, I have issues with my back. When Ann Miller wrote the story about me when I was so excited to and honored to get an award from the Aloha Section PGA, you know, Danielle doesn't play as much because she has a bad back, you know, so it's like common knowledge. Danielle has a bad back. Sounds so weird to say that, you know, it's a good back. It carries me around, but I've got some problems. And if I do things repeatedly, like putting repeatedly, Tiger Woods talks about how I can't practice as long as I did when I was a kid. And then I started having these surgeries. And now just the, you know, the posture that you take. And anybody who's listening right now who's got back issues knows that that is one of the most difficult things to practice. So you just have to kind of like take what you get that day, or you maybe can get some relief. And I really recommend that you get in touch with Dr. Jonathan Carlson. He's in Kailua, easy to get to, a great parking lot that you can access, and it's really close to the McDonald's, right there in the middle of Kailua. Very comfortable. Staff is terrific. And where he does his procedures, the people are just so embracing. They take care of you. It's not intimidating. I just see a lot of people coming with lots of different issues and being taken care of. So, Dr. Jonathan Carlson, I don't have your phone number in front of me, so you're going to have to tell me your phone number, please.
Yes. My phone number is 808-452-1379, and you can also find me online at www.hawaiipain.com. Very easy. You live in Hawaii, or maybe you don't. You like Hawaii, and you're in pain. Just hawaiipain.com.
Hawaiipain.com. And Dr. Jonathan Carlson is going to be joining us once a month, and we're going to take on different things like shoulder issues, of course, the back issues, but also foot and knee and hip issues and all the things that are keeping you from enjoying maybe not just golf, maybe tennis, maybe Dr. Carlson's a surfer. Maybe you've got lots of different things that you don't want to do and you just can't get it done because it hurts too much and it's just too stressful. And I think he might be able to get you taken care of, or certainly, as he said, send you to someone who can. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning and for sharing. And I look forward to talking to you several times in the future. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle. Honored and humbled to be on, and thank you for your time.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Okay, we're going to have Ron Cyrak joining us. Of course, he covers the LPGA ANA Inspiration Major Championship. I think this is the longest running major at this point on the LPGA Tour, not usually held at this time of year. I think the grass is different. I think they've removed a lot of trees. This is a power course. We'll talk to Ron Cyrak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture is scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Well, first off, I want to let everybody know that we're going to be giving away some golf balls, okay? And these are Vice Pros. So you need to call the number 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. If you want to be the winner of a dozen Vice Pros, all you have to do is call that number and be the ninth caller, and you will win. Okie dokie. So that's your challenge this morning. Can you dial 808-545-1111? Now, I know Ron is on the golf course, and things don't always go exactly as you plan them to go. So we've asked Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer for TravelTattler.com, host of Michigan's Big Show, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, Best Network Radio Personality of the Year several times, and author of many books, including I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend, George H.W. Bush. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle.
Hey,
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. The headline today is we could have a rota of the USGA. We could be, I would love that, Michael Patrick. I would love that because I find it really exciting when the RNA says, okay, we're going to go to St. Andrews or we're going to go to Muirfield. And then I know what the challenges are of that particular golf course. And it just adds something. I know the field, you know, and maybe who is best for this, and then all kinds of discourse comes up. It just adds a flavor to it that I appreciate. So anyway, let's get to what the headline was at Pinehurst Resort where you were.
Well, that's where the buzz is. I spent the week at Pinehurst, and you mentioned St. Andrews, and we all know that's the birthplace of golf. And the Pinehurst region considers itself the home of American golf, and they should. I mean, they're celebrating their 125th anniversary this year, And by now, you know that the USGA has decided to open a second headquarters there with a testing facility and a museum and a visitor center. And they have committed to a series of championships, as you alluded to, a rota. So when you have the Open Championship or the British Open, it's guaranteed to come back to the old course at St. Andrews, the birthplace of golf, every 5 years. And that's sort of similar concept. Pinehurst will be the official sort of base headquarters of the United States Golf Open Championship. And they've got it coming up, of course, and we've got 2029, 2035, 2041, 2047, and of course in 2024, and they've had it a number of times already. They've had the Ryder Cup, they've had the PGA Championship, so it will be Pinehurst, an anchor site for the U.S. Open. And it makes a lot of sense to have the home of American golf be sort of the headquarters of American golf. And when you go there, I mean, we all know, we've seen Pinehurst number two on television. Michelle Wee, of course, winning there. And remember.
Yes, yeah, that was the same.
You remember Payne Stewart beating Phil Mickelson and Michael Campbell. And, you know, that, well, of course, the Phil Mickelson loss there to Payne Stewart is the most palpable. And it's memorialized by a statue of Payne Stewart behind the 18th green. But if you're going to that Pinehurst region, and it is kind of like a wake-up call if you've never been, because you think about the Pinehurst Resort, which is iconic, of course, and they've got 9 golf courses. But in the area, you've got countless golf courses. And so the Pinehurst region is really what we're talking about in addition to just the Pinehurst Resort. I'm sort of struggle to explain that to people, and they say, well, are the other courses related? And I say, well, it's like if you go to Orlando and you've got Walt Disney World in the middle of it, but you've also got, you know, SeaWorld, and you've got Universal Studios, and you've got all those other attractions that are good in their own right, and that's what they have there in a highly concentrated area, all the golf you could possibly want to play.
You know, the staggering number is that these 5 U.S. Opens will generate $2 billion for the community by 2047 because of the tournaments. That's enormous.
And, you know, and then when you go there, I'm not going to say there's nothing else to do, but when you go to Pinehurst, you're going to Pinehurst. It's not the place that you drive through to go somewhere else. And they have a tiny little village that has, you know, memorabilia shops and little places to dine. It's just as charming as can be. And the comparison to the old course at St. Andrews is even embraced when you go to the first tee of the number 2 course, which hosts those championships. They have the starter shack there that is an exact replica of the one you will find at the old course in St. Andrews. And so they're not shy about the comparisons to being sort of the St. Andrews, the old course of American golf there.
Do you think there were other people vying for that home of American golf with the USGA?
Well, I don't think that anybody could really make the case like they can, because, all as you know, I talked to you this time of year, 1 year ago, from St. Andrews, and it's the same thing. You've got the old course, the original, and plenty that the RNA operate, but also plenty of other golf courses in that area, too. At Pinehurst, they're even more concentrated.
Wow.
And even more nearby. And you've got places like Mid Pines and Pine Needles, which has had the U.S. Women's Open and a number of times. And then you've got more nouveau things like Tobacco Road. And you got a resort there like Tallamore, where it's not as old, but they have a Palmer course and they have a Reese Jones course. And they've got their own niche, too, because you can stay and play and still go play the Pinehurst resort courses. And at one point, Tallamore used llamas as caddies.
Really?
And so, yeah, so there's it's old, but it's innovating all the time, as we see the USGA doing right now. And then if you go over to Pine Needles, which is a charming little resort with one course, their new twist is they're having these scooters, they call them. It's a little motorcycle that you put your clubs in the middle, and you climb on. It's electric, and you can zip around the golf course on that little bike, and it's really fun. And so it's old, but it's innovating all the time. That's what I found there at Pinehurst.
That's cool. So you have a little scooter instead of one of those surfboards that they made, right? Those
Yeah, because those surfboards aren't for everybody. They're not so easy to use. And if I could, at 53 years old, use this little scooter and have a lot of fun with it, then believe me, anybody can.
You are looking so terrific. I got your picture. I mean, what did you do? I know this is a complete departure from our conversation, but, you know, you must feel better. Tell us what you did to lose the weight that you did.
Oh, well, I'm 109 pounds under par since last September.
Wow.
Largely from walking. And when COVID happened, it was actually good for me because you couldn't go to the gym. All you could do is walk. And so I walked golf courses. And sometimes I wasn't even playing, but I went out and I walked golf courses. And when you go to Pinehurst, it's another thing that you can do. You can have caddies and you can walk. And, you know, one day I played the Cradle, which is a 9-hole fun course that they built at Pinehurst for people who maybe don't even play golf and they want to try it. The holes are about 100 yards long and you can play barefoot if you want.
Wow.
And it's right there in that beautiful setting. And so I played that and I played number two. And at the end of the day, I'd walked 9 miles.
Wow.
And, you know, I enjoyed every step of it. And, you know, so I think, you know, if you can do that and you can walk golf courses, and trolleys are becoming, you know, they were always in vogue in Britain and Ireland. Nobody ever looked down at them there. And here they're becoming fashionable and they're becoming high tech too, where they're nice and light and you can put your wallet in there and your cell phone and a couple of drinks. So I like to see that, that walking is being embraced again.
At Pinehurst, where did you stay?
I stayed at the Talamore Resort because, and this is another thing that's very fashionable in the travel industry now, people want their own individual lodging where they don't have to go in an elevator and they don't have to go down a hallway or through a crowded lobby. And so Talamore had villas with a balcony. And it was really nice to, you know, throw open the sliding glass door and smell the pines and the pine needles and go home at the end of the day. And it was right, you know, 50 yards from the clubhouse and 50 yards from the swimming pool and two bedrooms. They have 3 bedrooms too. And they're finding ways to embrace their guests too at Talamore there. They have twice a week they call it a pig picking. You are in the solid South down there in North Carolina. And how about this for a trick? They roast a whole pig in the parking lot of the golf course between the villas and the golf course so that everybody that comes to play can smell that all day.
Wow.
There's going to be a barbecue that night.
Yes. So,
yeah, and so they have that for guests. It's complimentary, and it's another way that the travel industry is trying to reach out and make people feel welcome.
You know, we roast pigs here, and sometimes we put them in the ground, an emu. And you can smell it, and it's wonderful.
You talk about Arota, though. I mean, part of the USGA mission is also to bring people to the game. And so sometimes by going to new courses, especially ones that are open to the public, it could be a way of doing it. But you're right. I mean, if you were going to have you thought about what courses you would put on that Arota? Pinehurst is obviously one. I suppose Pebble Beach would have to be another.
Yes, yes.
And then you got to go by region, sort of, don't you?
Well, I Los Angeles North. That would be good for the West Coast.
Two for California, though, you're going.
Well, Oakmont, Wingfoot, Shinnecock, Marion, the Country Club. What do you think?
Well, I think it's good to have one country club in there. I would rather see them played on courses that people can have a shot at playing one day.
Okay.
But I take your point for historical sakes. I thought Bethpage Black would be.
Oh,
yes. Arota.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a gorgeous place.
It has, so then you get the Northeast, and Bethpage is open to the public, and Pinehurst is open to the public, and Pebble Beach is open to the very rich public. And then you throw maybe, like you said, Oakmont for historical purposes. And then where do we go next? Do we go to Texas? We don't usually have U.S. Opens in the desert. Why not Hawaii, though? When are we going to have a major championship in Hawaii?
Why not, you know, Wisconsin or Michigan or something? Where could they go in your region?
Well, Oakland Hills, I guess. It's a private course. They have about U.S. Open history there, too, in Michigan. But kind of Oakmont would take care of the Midwest sort of region, wouldn't it, if that's where you're going to go?
Kind of. But is it public?
No. But, you know, that's where the Palmer-Nicholas showdown took place. And, so, I don't know. Why hasn't there been a major in Hawaii?
Because, let's see, can we put 100,000 people? How many people usually go to an open?
This year, zero.
No, usually. Wise guy. Usually.
Well, you got a point there. You got a point. So,
yes, it's
people
hard.
With it to be able to drive there and stay there and play there, but yeah. So it'd be fun to speculate.
It would
sure.
be. It would be. I've got a lot of. Gee, wouldn't it be fun if? But then I think of the land problem. and the housing problem.
Too, that British Open rota has changed over the years. When they added Hoylake, Liverpool back in, that was a change. And, of course, Northern Ireland to Portrush, that was added and will be repeated again. And so even that's sort of growing.
Yes, so it doesn't have to be cut in stone, so to speak. Yes. And what was one of your favorite restaurants in...
Oh, well, this is going to be a little bit old school, but there was a guy on CBS Golf that you might remember. You're too young, maybe, but called Bob Drum, who was the guy who kind of invented Arnold Palmer. He was the journalist from Pittsburgh, and his son opened a pub there called the Drum and Quill, and it's right in the middle of Pinehurst Village, and there's a little bit of memorabilia about his father who appeared on CBS with Ben Wright and Pat Summerall and Ken Venturi and all the rest of them. And so it's an Irish-style pub in the middle of town, and that was pretty cool. And I would say, of course, you could dine and look right over the 18th green on Pinehurst number 2.
Wow.
At a place right there they call the Deuce, and it's a gastro pub with outside seating and inside seating, and you can watch players come in all day long on that green there, and that's a pretty good spot, too.
So we're staying at Tullamore, and what's the name of the restaurant again?
Tullamore and Drum and Quill, or the Deuce.
The Deuce.
But or number 2, right?
Yes.
But the number one thing that struck me and that you would embrace is, you know, the big putting green behind the clubhouse at Pinehurst. And anybody can go there and not pay a penny and go out there and putt in that setting. And it was especially nice in the twilight. Uh-huh. I paced off the size of the putting green from corner to corner, and it was 160 paces. It's like standing on a green grass ocean, and it's got, you know, hills, and there were people out there in their bare feet. There were kids, groups of 5 or 6 teenagers. There was music playing, and as the sun went down, they were out there with a drink and having putting games and chipping around on that cradle course, and they'd put Adirondack chairs out, and a little pine cone, that's the name of it, was a little mini bar they had. And it was like being at the beach except for golf.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
At sunset. And it gave me hope, you know, that you can actually have fun with this game and you can draw young people to spend time with it. Even if they can't, you know, play the full 18, they can be around golf and have fun with it.
Yeah, I love it.
That was
I love it.
Really, really sweet.
And my feet are getting jealous. They want to be barefoot on the grass right now.
Yeah,
you know,
in the grass.
You know, Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer for TravelTattler.com, host of Michigan's Big Show. Thank you so much for being on the show. Awesome.
Next week, I'll be live from where the Ryder Cup would have been, on the shores of Lake Michigan at Destination Kohler and Whistling Straits. And even though the Ryder Cup's not there, MPS is going to be there.
MPS will be there, and he'll be on the show next week. I look forward to talking to you. Thank you.
Mahalo.
And Ron Sirach is off the course. He's up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike?
Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff.
You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Are you ready for a staycation? Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf offering a spectacular golf package with fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from their spacious lanai. It's a two-night, three-day stay for two, starts at $525. Includes one round of golf for two at one of the spectacular Kapalua courses. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House restaurant. Call 800-367-5030. 367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author with Vision 54, a trilogy including Play Your Best Golf Now. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Oh, you know, we've got 20 major champions with 24 major titles, 30 Solheim Cup players with over 90 appearances between them, 22 nationalities, all at the ANA Inspiration in incredibly hot temperatures. 106 today. I think it's 9% humidity. Whew. have you ever played in conditions like that?
I have played in the desert in the summer when it's that hot. And you know, the key is because the humidity is so low, you really don't know you're losing as much moisture in your body as you would if you were in Florida, you know, and it was humid. So you got to, as somebody told me, if you wait until you're thirsty to start drinking water, it's too late. You got to drink preventatively early on. And the LPGA has taken every precaution they could for this week. The caddies are allowed to use riding carts if they want to. Players have to walk. The caddies don't have to wear those jumpsuits that they normally wear. They can wear shorts and a caddy bib. So, and they've handed out those cooling shirts to everybody who wants to have them. So they're doing everything they can. And given the fact that that they had to move this event from March until now, and given all the travel restrictions that are there, and given what an international tour the LPGA is, they have a very, very strong field, 8 of the top 10 in the world.
It's fantastic. And it's beautiful watching on television. It presents magnificently the Dinosaur Tournament Course at Mission Hills. Is it for the power game player with the trees that have been taken out and cutting back all the stuff?
Yeah, you know, I've always thought it was a long hitter's golf course because the four par fives are all reachable in two to the people, the Lexi Thompsons of the world who can get the ball out there. But the rough is up this year, and you can drive the ball a long ways, but you got to put it in play because if you get in the rough, then you're going to be laying up.
Okay, Nelly Korda, having fun playing excellent golf. Yeah. As she says, she was laughing between her shots with her caddy, even when she wasn't playing so well. And now I got her at 12 under. I'm not sure if I'm on time here. But after three, you know, and Miran Lee is 10 under. She's at through three as well. Brooke Henderson, 9 under through six. Lexi Thompson, 9 under through three. Stacey Lewis is 7 under through 10. We have a fantastic leaderboard with some of the amateurs like Gabriella Ruffles, 7 under through 4. It's a really strong field.
Yeah, you know, Nellie's trying to get her first major championship. And as I said, this course fits her, and she's playing really well right now. She's been playing really great golf since the Solheim Cup last year. She won 3.5 of her 4 points in the as the U.S. lost the Solheim Cup in Glen Eagle, Scotland, to Europe. And she's won twice since then, once on the LPGA, once on the Ladies European Tour. And this week, she's doing everything well. And when she's making a mistake, her putter's bailing her out. She made a couple very, very good par-saving putts yesterday. And she appears to be hitting on all cylinders, and she has worked a lot on her mental attitude. And with her new swing coach, the thing that they've been working on is confidence, confidence, confidence. You got to believe in yourself that you're the best player out there, and I think right now she's got that mindset.
Danielle Kang, okay, up against the wall yesterday, goes, instead of, you know, playing at ease, goes up against the wall. She hits the ball into the wall, so it can bounce back. Didn't go as far as she wanted to into the fairway. I've seen that move done before. I think at St. Andrews once on the PGA Tour. That was an interesting move on her part. She's gutsy.
Yeah, she is. And she's somebody else who, since Solheim Cup, has raised her game to an entirely different level. She won the first two tournaments when the restart happened in Toledo. She won the Drive-On Championship and the Marathon Classic. You know, she and Nelly emerged from the Solheim Cup with different attitudes. Nelly won 3.5 of her 4 points and came out with a lot of confidence. And Danielle lost 3 of her 4 points and took the U.S. loss very, very personally. And she came out ticked off. And both of them have raised their game to another level for very, very different reasons.
Yeah, so I was watching you on Golf Channel. Always great seeing you on Golf Channel. And one of the, you know, the clips that they share after you've been on Golf Channel, they say, you know, Ron Cyrak discussing Lexi Thompson, and the tease was, and she's having a great round with her putter. The tease of this was, Lexi is like Phil Mickelson or Greg Norman. You knock them down and they'll get back up. So I'm looking at that thinking, Ron said that? So I clicked on it to see you actually say that.
No, well, she does. She is. She's a very, very resilient player. And she's had so many hard, you know, she finished second. She won the ANA when she was a teenager in 2014. Then she finished second in 2017 because losing a playoff after she had a four-stroke penalty.
I remember.
And she birdied the first hole after that four-stroke penalty and birdied 3 of the last 5 to get into the playoff. She's bounced back from she's struggled with her putter her entire career, and every time she lets one get away with her with a putter, she just bounces back. She's this one resilient young woman.
You know, without the complete strong Korean contingent, U.S. players are dominating. Tell me what you think.
Well, we've got, I mean, two of the top three players in the Rolex rankings are Americans right now, Nelly Korda and Danielle Kang. And you've also got Lexi in the top 10. There's a lot of good young talent out there, and the the only really notable player who's missing is Jin Young Ko, who is the number one in the Rolex rankings and is the defending champion at the ANA. But for all the various logistic reasons, she's decided to stay in Korea. She would have to go through quarantine protocols at both ends of her trip, coming into the United States and then getting back into Korea, and she just decided to stay home. But the Americans are, you know, very, very quietly, Nelly Korda and Danielle Kang. And I believe if Kang were to win this week, she'd take over as number one in the world. So we've actually got not only an American in the mix to be the best player in the world, we've got multiple Americans in the mix to be best player in the world.
What do you think is bringing their game up so with such strength?
You know, I think it's always been there. You know, it's just a question of this next generation that's coming along. I mean, you look at them; they're all in their 20s, and Nelly is in her early 20s, and Danielle's in her mid 20s. Lexi's only 24 years old, and she's been around for 10 years. She's been out there, so it's that generation of 20 somethings and. I think that they've used all the stars that came before them, not just the Americans, but all the stars that came before them as motivation, and that's really encouraged them to raise their game to another level. I'm a big believer that the most important thing, and we're hearing Nelly say this a lot, it's belief, it's confidence, to have that feeling that yes, I can compete with anybody out here and I can win. And this new generation is coming along with that attitude.
Okay. Do you think that Heather Daly D'Onofrio's idea that she brought to the commissioner, Mike Wan, to make sure that the tour, you know, status for the players stayed the same over the year, doesn't change regardless of play because of COVID and because of the many different things that have happened this year with the tour having to shuffle where they're going to play? Do you think that made people a little bit more relaxed?
I don't think necessarily that. I think everybody's still going out there in trying to win. I just think if you look at who's played well for the Americans, Danielle Kang she's a major championship winner. She won the KPMG Women's PGA Absolutely. Championship, and she won twice this year. Austin Ernst, it's been 6 years since she won a tournament, but we just sort of been waiting for her to come out there and win again. And Nelly is Nelly. I mean, I think Nelly's going to be number one in the world at some point in her career. She's young and she's still learning how to be a tough competitor out there, but she's going to figure it out.
Great. Lydia Ko, I think you mentioned the Sunday wall. You know, it's like that everything goes well and then on Sunday, it just doesn't. And it happens to a lot of players. They make the cut, you know, and then on the PGA Tour, we've seen it happen with Tiger, with Jordan Spieth. They do well, and then Saturday and Sunday, they just can't keep the ball rolling. What do you see for Lydia?
Yeah, you know, she's been a 54-hole player since the COVID restart. Three times she went into Sunday with a chance to make some noise, and she shot rounds of 73, 74, and 73 in those three tournaments. So she's got to get, and I think with her, it's confidence. She's got to get that into her belief system that when she gets under pressure on Sunday, that she can handle it. I mean, she's won 14 tournaments. She's got to believe that, but it's been so long. It's been 2 years since she won, and she's won only once in the last 4 years. So she's got to get that belief system back, and I think she will. I think part of what's hurt Lydia in since she burst on the tour, the top players have become much, much longer off the tee. And if you look at Nelly, who's hitting at 280, and you look at Lexi and somebody like Ann Van Dam led the tour in driving distance last year at 286. It's harder to be a 250-yard player off the tee and win on the LPGA, certainly to do it and dominate. I think the same thing is sort of what happened to a bit to Indy Park. Is you look at Indy, you look at Lydia, they're really, really good players. They don't hit the ball very far, and they can really afford to make very, very few mistakes when they're out there.
Fantastic talking with you. Ron Cyrak, how often do you get to play golf nowadays?
I'm playing more golf than I have since high school, actually. I'm playing at least three times a week. This covering tournaments remotely is getting to be, I certainly miss being at golf tournaments, but it's been good for my game.
Good for your game. I'm so excited for you. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you always.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha. Bye-bye. We're going to come back. Mark Rolfing's joining us, golf analyst and golf commentator on Golf Channel and NBC Sports. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture has scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokawea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Okay, I want to congratulate Bruce. Congratulations, you have won the Vice Pro golf balls. Awesome. I'll be sending them to you priority mail as soon as I can get to the post office. And thank you for listening to The Golf Club. And by the way, you can always hear us at radiogolfclub.com. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Do you remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike?
Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports. He was just on Golf Central, and now he's with us in the clubhouse. Welcome in, Mark.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and aloha, everyone out on the island.
I got to ask you, any breaking news we may have missed in the last hour that we've been on the air?
No, not I've heard Phil Mickelson finally hit a fairway in Northern California. He's only hit a couple. Been driving it all over California the last couple of days as he gets ready for Wingfoot. But he finally hit one.
Yay, Phil! Let's you know, Phil said something interesting. The U.S. Open, of course, is always the biggest test, right, in golf. And we're going to be playing at a Tillinghast course, winged foot. It's a tough course, and a ball control is at a premium. Thick rough. The greens are really hard. It's a classic U.S. Open. I think Olympia Fields. It was just amazing watching the TPC Boston. So, Phil Mickelson is coming off, you know, with odds of winning the Safeway 20-1. And somebody has put $45,000 on him to win the Open 75-1. It pays $3.3 million. He says, I'm hoping for both of us. I have a three-shot lead on the 18th tee. Can you imagine putting $45,000 on anybody? That's crazy.
Well, I think the bartender should have cut that guy off a little earlier before he went over to the betting window. But, you know, Phil's got a couple issues going into Wingfoot. The first is he wants to win the Open so badly. He almost wants it too much. He's been runner-up 6 times. He had both hands on that U.S. Open trophy the last time it was at Wingfoot in 2006, and he doubled the last hole. You know, he's not getting any younger. He's 50 years old. But the biggest difference that he's going to see this time around is there aren't going to be all these corporate tents out there for him to ricochet his ball off of and to get free drops. And there's not going to be any spectators, so the rough is going to be lush and thick. It won't be trampled down. So there's not a lot working in Phil's favor. And I think the odds ought to be way higher than 21 on Phil to win that Open.
Something else that he said that was kind of interesting when they asked him what was the difference between playing on the Champions Tour, where, of course, he, like, decimated the field, and the PGA Tour, he goes, well, I mean, the biggest difference are the pin placements that we see. The ones out here on the PGA Tour, they're always put on a little bit of a knob or a crown or something where you've got to be defensive or the ball will run 5 or 6 feet by, whether it's a chip or a putt. On the Champions Tour, they're like normal pins that we used to have in the 90s and early 2000s, so you feel like you can be a little bit more aggressive. He is an aggressive.
And that's the way Phil likes to play. I mean, he gets bored when he has to play golf courses that are hard, I think, because he can't have as much fun and he can't be as creative. I think as time goes on here, Danielle, you're going to see him playing more and more on the Champions Tour. He will pick his times to play on the PGA Tour at places where he's comfortable, like Pebble Beach, for example. He could still win there, obviously. There are certain courses that he can do well on, but slowly he will gravitate more toward the Champions Tour, and there's no doubt in my mind he's going to gravitate right into an announce booth at some network.
Wow, really? You think so?
I think so, and I think he'll be really good.
Yeah, well, he certainly has a mouth, you know? And he's not afraid to use it. So that's awesome. I mean, I like it when he's spontaneous and when he says things that are like learning experiences, which I didn't, you know, even think about pin placement when it comes to the difference between Champions Tour and the PGA Tour. So that's something that I went, oh, wow, that makes all kinds of sense. Now, this is the beginning of the 2020-2021 season. It's almost hard to say that. It's the Safeway Open, also being played on the West Coast. And the sky was incredible. Some pictures, you can see in distance all the fires. But I was watching you on Golf Central, and I was watching Sam Burns and Harry Higgs. Shall we start with Harry? Harry is quite, shot a 62 yesterday. Had an albatross, of all things, very rare.
Walk-off albatross, no less. The last shot of the day.
Right. Oh, and then he's in the press room. Tell us about your impressions of Harry Higgs.
I love Harry Higgs. I'm a huge fan. He reminds me a little bit of Craig Stadler, who I played a lot with back in my day. You know, he's kind of that sort of a character. He doesn't button his golf shirt at all. In fact, it seems like it's open all the way down to his belt buckle. Just kind of drapes over his shoulders, sort of. You know, when he was asked about the shot, yesterday afternoon after his round, the thing that he said was that he was kind of disappointed because all day long he had been looking forward to taking a nap. He wanted to have a really good nap. And after he holed the shot for a double eagle, he got so jacked up he was afraid he wasn't going to be able to go to sleep.
He wasn't going to.
He is a character. He has a knack for, you know, bringing out great moments. And I say the more guys like Harry Higgs, the better off golf is.
There you go. Okay, so for everybody who's going like, who is in second place, Harry Higgs? That's Harry Higgs. Sam Burns, a completely different person. And what I was just, I was listening, he's giving all the success for him leading this with a 64-65 to his caddy. If it weren't for my caddy, I wouldn't be here. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a really humble guy. You know, he's a Louisiana kid. You know, just sort of a bayou kind of a guy. He's very simple, nothing complex to him. He loves to hunt fish, and you look at his bio. A lot of times they'll ask a player what's his favorite golf memory. Now think about this. Sam Burns' favorite golf memory, it could be watching a Ryder Cup or a U.S. Open or anything else. His favorite golf memory is watching David Toms win the Crowne Plaza Invitational in 2011. That says a lot about Sam Burns.
What a charming young man. I mean, really, you know, and I was flabbergasted. So I want to ask you about the U.S. Open at Winged Foot, and just tell us what you're expecting for play.
Well, from what we hear, it's going to be really, really hard. I'm actually not going to work tomorrow here in Orlando because I have to go up to New York early. We have to do another COVID test. I had one yesterday. I've got to have another one tomorrow because New York has very strict health guidelines. And that's good because I want to get out and take a look at Winged Foot on Monday. I'm on the primetime show on Monday night from Winged Foot with Brandel Chamblee. And I've got to get out there and take a look at the course because everybody that's been up there is saying that it's just brutal. The rough is thicker than they've seen it since maybe back in 1974. That was the year that Hale Irwin won the U.S. Open. I think the cut was like 13 over par that, year, and I think 7 over won the U.S. Open. I've read quotes from the superintendent who says he thinks 8 over par might win the U.S. Open. I don't think the scores will be that high, but I think it'll be back to sort of the U.S. Opens as we remember them. Which is good. The U.S. Open always had a personality of being the toughest test in golf. It kind of got away from that a little bit when they started doing graduated rough and when they started going to, you know, new public courses like Chambers Bay and Erin Hills and places like that. Now they're going back to the traditional sites like Winged Foot, and they're going to make it hard.
They're going to make it hard. What about the greens? What kind of grass are we dealing with here?
Well, it's East Coast, so it's going to be rye grass. It's not going to be the Bermuda grass that you would find down in the South this time of year. The thing about these greens at Winged Foot is they are bunkered on both sides almost every hole, and almost every hole pitches severely from back to front. So there'll be a lot of the character that you saw at Olympia Fields that you really like. But Winged Foot greens are much tougher than Olympia Fields. There's much more slope to them. And the greens are very narrow in the front, so you won't want to miss it to the sides of the holes, especially if the pins are in the front.
Wow. does Tiger Woods have a chance of making the cut?
Yeah, I think he does. The problem with Tiger is he's not putting very well at all. We saw that at Olympia. He putted terribly there. It doesn't seem to be getting any better. Now, you know, the fact is Tiger is simply not as good a putter as he was 20 years ago, not nearly as good a putter. And he was able to save rounds where he didn't play that well tee to green. Back then, he can't do that anymore. So where he was turning 72s or 73s into scores of 68 with his putter, he can't do that. I think a lot of it has to do with his back. You know, as you may well know, that when you have back issues, practicing putting is actually more difficult than practicing any other part of the game. So I don't think he gets to put in as much work. He's also a single dad now where he's got two kids, so he can't practice as much in general. And you're going to be putting, you know, 6 or 8 footers all day long at Wingfoot. If you drive it in the rough, those putts will be for pars. If you drive it in the fairway, they'll probably be for birdies. So Tiger's got to figure out how to putt better if he's going to contend at all.
Yes, and he's got to stay out of the rough because that's also difficult on the back. He's going to have to hit it straight. And for a while, we saw him at Zozo and the Tour Championship. He was striping it. And I don't know what happened with his driver.
Yeah, he didn't drive it well. He would do well, Danielle, to take an approach that Dustin Johnson has had lately. You know, everybody thinks Dustin Johnson is a bomber and gouger, and that he hits the ball a mile and as far as he can on every hole. That's not the case at all. He may be the most strategic player on the PGA Tour right now. Mm. And as a matter of fact, at Olympia Fields, I followed him for 36 holes out there. He laid up on more holes than any other player that I saw in the field. And when the pins were in the front of those firm greens, the further the pins were up, the further back that Dustin Johnson wanted to play into the greens. And so he was laying way back so that he could get more spin on the ball and just simply keeping it in play. And I think that's what Tiger is going to have to do up at Wingfoot. I don't think he can play very aggressively up there.
Who do you have as a? I won't make you, you know, nail it down to one person. Who do you think is favorites going into this one?
Well, to take a look at what happened at East Lake in the Tour Championship. Top four in the world, right down the line. You had Dustin Johnson. The only guy that kind of crept in there was Shoffley, but you had Justin Thomas, John Rahm. I would take that leaderboard from East Lake, and I would put it right down the list of odds and who should be the favorites at Wingfoot. I think it's Johnson, I think it's Thomas, I think it's Rahm, and I think it's Shoffley.
Wow.
And maybe Colin Morikawa.
Colin Morikawa. There's a young man to watch. I don't know, there's strategy. Sometimes, of course he's young, but sometimes he's so dead on and so perfect. And then when he missed the cut that time, right after doing so well, it threw me off.
Yeah, I think it threw him off too, because, you know, he had made 22 or 23 consecutive cuts on the PGA Tour. But, you know, he's now got a major championship under his belt. Had he not won the PGA, I don't know that I would give him much of a chance at Wingfoot to beat those other guys. But now that he's done it and proven to himself and hit a shot like he did off that 16th tee at Harding Park to drive it on the par four and make an eagle, when it really called for that shot, and that's what he had to do to win it, he did it. Colin Morikawa could win the U.S. Open, there's no doubt.
Excellent. Now, it was Workday, right? He won Workday, then it was Memorial the next week. Same location, completely different setup. That's the one that he missed, and the cut he missed, and that's when I was surprised. I thought, but what did they do different?
I don't know. It's just, you know, I think Memorial was a matter of his putting. He didn't really putt very well at Memorial at all. I don't know. You know, Morikawa has always been kind of a streaky putter. Even though he's young, we don't have a huge sample size for his putting. But he goes in streaks. He can make them all for a while, and then he gets into a streak where he doesn't putt very well, and he did not putt well that week. And Memorial, who knows, he might have been a little tired and worn out. That was an aberration more than anything else. I watched him quite a bit at East Lake. He looks good to me, and he's up there at Wingfoot early. He will be ready to go.
Awesome. ANA Inspiration, you've been talking on Golf Central with the LPGA Major happening right now. Amazing work that Nelly Korda, Danielle Kang, Miriam Lee coming on strong. Have you been keeping an eye on the leaderboard today?
Well, I have. Everybody's charging and trying to run down Nelly Korda, who just made a bogey. She's only got a one-shot lead now. She's playing pretty conservatively, it looks to me like, when in fact she should put her foot down on that pedal and try and increase the lead. Lexi Thompson hits the ball a mile, and she's got a tremendous record at Mission Hill. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Thompson catcher. The one I've got my eye on, though, right now is Brooke Henderson, Danielle. You know, it's interesting. Brooke was very, very cautious with this whole COVID pandemic. And she had said from the beginning of them shutting down the LPGA that she wasn't sure when she would start up again. And in fact, when the LPGA started up, Brooke Henderson did not even play in the first three events. He just didn't feel comfortable doing it yet. So she's been very cautious. And then she came back. She's played the last couple weeks, but didn't really play particularly well. So this is a little bit of a surprise. But I will tell you this. I'm a huge Brooke Henderson fan, as are a lot of people. She's won out in Hawaii. I know the people of the islands love her. Golf is way better off when Brooke Henderson is playing well on the LPGA.
Fantastic.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see her catch Nelly Korda here.
Fantastic. It's always great talking with you. Thank you for giving us such deep insights. And we'll keep our eyes on everybody this weekend, including you. Are you going to be, you're flying out? Are you done with your TV for the weekend?
No, I got another night show tonight. Then I head up to New York, and then I'll be coming back out to the islands. Hopefully, won't have to quarantine. Nelly Korda, by the way, just hit it in the water here at Mission Hill. So she's going backwards. But I can't wait to see everybody out in the islands. Danielle, you take care and everybody be safe out there.
You too. Mark Rolfin, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. You see him on Golf Central and the pregame shows and live from all the time. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. The Golf Club made possible by Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe. Yes, we can't play right now. Oahu's best value in golf. Double deck driving range. Top tracer at each station. Now they've got it separated, so there's lots of space between. It's only 50% of what the driving range can hold. That keeps you very socially distanced on that covered range. It's beautiful. It can be raining. It can be hot. You're undercover. Fewer tee times, of course, also for social distancing when they reopen. Very deep cart cleaning and overview, making sure that everything is taken care of. And, you know, it's fun to challenge your friends on the Top Tracer because you can play lots of different courses from around the world. And it's just a lot of fun. A Rainer overhead doors. Don't you love the kids when they're talking about making your carport into a garage? Making it safe. You need to get in touch with Rainer Overhead Doors. And by the way, they're hiring now. Installation professional. You must have a little mechanical ability, but they are training. Call 676-3667. And you can see the latest garage door designs for that carport that you want to enclose at HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. Turn your carport into an enclosed garage. 676-3667. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale all September, or when the store is empty. Shindaiwa and Maruyama, 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. Everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment, your Honda superstore. And if you are ready for a staycation, like so many of us are, Napilikai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf are offering a spectacular golf package. Two nights, 3 days for two, starts at $525. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Golf Courses. I fail to mention this all the time, but you can always listen to all of the shows at RadioGolfClub.com. Not only is the show streamed live from that, RadioGolfClub.com, but all of the shows are podcast. We're also podcast wherever you get yours, but it's easy. You just go to RadioGolfClub.com, click on the listen button, and you'll be able to find our extensive library of all the past shows. It's going to be a hot one today, 92 degrees, some showers in the afternoon, mainly on the windward side, leeward isolated showers. I thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.